Well, good morning. It's Rod Carr here. Welcome to Songs of Hope Part 2. And the weather today here in Melbourne, 25 degrees Celsius, mostly sunny. And tomorrow, 25 and partly cloudy. We've got a full program as usual of Songs of Hope Part 2. We've got a Bible reading prayer coming up in a few minutes. We have Vic Camber with Christian News Bulletin, the last one for 2017. And our story today is about Federation Day. Now, tomorrow, the 1st of January, is Australia's Federation Day, the anniversary of Australia's Federation on the 1st of January 1901. That's when we became a nation, and we'll have a little item telling you all about that great day, 1st of January 1901. But we'll start with some hymns in the normal way, then we'll have some gospel music, then we'll have contemporary Christian music, and our first two hymns are from the first one's from the London Fox Singers, O God, Our Help in Ages Past, and the Priory Singers, Belfast, Dear Lord and Father of Mankind. This is Songs of Hope. Let's praise and worship. It's great to hear that still small voice of calm from God. Now, coming up very soon, we have a reading of Ecclesiastes, a devotional reading from David Suchet. And then we'll have a prayer for the new year. Tomorrow starts a new year, 2018, the first day of a new year tomorrow. And it's New Year's Eve today, and we'll have a prayer for the new year for us. But first, what a friend we have in Jesus.
There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it.
We now have the Songs of Hope prayer for the new year. Lord of the years, we ask your blessing on the year to come. Give us energy to seize its opportunities, the resilience to bear its disappointments, and openness to accept the more abundant life which you have promised to us in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Gone where the chilly waters blow.
No hope.
Gone where the chilly waters blow.
No hope.
Gone where the chilly waters
won't go no more.
They got a place like that
somewhere on the other side.
Yeah. Gone where I won't have to cry no more.
No more.
Hey, gone where I won't have to cry no more.
No more.
No more.
Come on to me and rest.
Yes, the Swan Silvertones, and God's not going to deny them at the judgment, that's for sure. And we had the Caravans, A Place Like That. Coming up, we've got Christian News Bulletin from Vic Campbell, exclusive to Songs of Hope. But right now, Joe May and Wiona Carr, My Namesake, with I See Jesus.
I see Jesus when he was in a manger.
I see
Jesus when he was a stranger. I see Jesus when he was 12 years old. I see Jesus teaching men of old. I see Jesus telling wise men they were wrong. I see Jesus among a thousand.
Christian News Bulletin. A majority of British people believe that religion should play a less prominent role in Parliament, with bishops losing their automatic seats in the House of Lords, a YouGov survey for The Times has found. The proportion of non-believers fell back to 36% over the past year, while the number of people who believe in God increased by 1 percentage point from 28 to 29%. And the number of people who do not believe in God, but do believe in some sort of spiritual greater power, increased from 20 to 23%. Christians in Iraq have attended a Christmas service in Mosul for the first time since Islamic State militants took over the city in 2014, hoping they will soon be able to return to their homes. Armoured vehicles guarded St. Paul's, the only functioning church in Mosul. Its bombed-out window frames were covered with white sheets during the Christmas service, the BBC reports. CBN News reports that Wycliffe Bible translators have been working to ensure that the Bible is translated into every language. Recently, Wycliffe translators began work on reaching the deaf community with a sign language Bible translation.
Melbourne FM. The sounds of the Bayside.
Our next two songs are Christina, You Alone, and Lee Nash, Saviour, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us.
Strength divine, let everyone
a song of adoration from Christina, You Alone. Now, Songs of Hope, this program is on the web. Our web address is songsofhope883.com. And up there you'll find recordings of the program. There's hymns and contemporary Christian songs, prayers, life stories, talks, Christian news bulletin, and lots more. So go to songsofhope883.com and listen to those whenever you like. And segments from this program will be up there in the next day or so. And if you'd like to drop me an email, send it to songsofhope@southernfm.com.au. That's songsofhope, one word, @southernfm.com.au. We now have Noel Robinson and Rain.
we say rain.
That was Robin Mark from Ireland, All Heaven Declares. Now, coming up, we've got the story of Federation Day in Australia, 1st of January 1901. That was when our nation was born. That was our Federation Day. And tomorrow is that day, or is the anniversary that day. So we'll have a little story to tell you all about that. But right now, Holy Spirit, you are welcome from Victory Life Centre.
The 1st of January is the anniversary of Australia's Federation, our Federation Day, the day Australia was established as a nation. On 1st of January in 1901, a British Act was declared making Australia a federation of states, called the Commonwealth of Australia, and establishing its constitution and form of government. On that day, Australia's first head, its Governor-General, Lord Hopetoun, was sworn in, as was its first Prime Minister, Edmund Barton, and Australia's first federal cabinet. On that day in 1901, a procession of dignitaries, bands, soldiers and horse-drawn floats passed through Sydney city centre and marched 5.5 miles to Centennial Park. The streets and balconies were lined with thousands of spectators. Buildings were elaborately decorated with banners celebrating the event. The slogan of the Federation was, "One People, One Destiny." Special arches were set up for the procession and the occasion. There was an arch provided by France and an arch provided by the United States of America. The Australian wool growers set up an arch. There was a coal industry arch. There was the permanent Commonwealth arch in Bridge Street. The procession also went past the Queen's statue. In the packed Centennial Park, Lord Hopetoun, the Governor-General-elect, the Primate of Sydney's Church of England, Archbishop William Smith, the new Prime Minister Edmund Barton, and other dignitaries gathered in the specially constructed pavilion. The choir of St Andrew's Church sang the hymn, "O God, our help in ages past." The crowd stood with bared heads. With deep intonation, Archbishop Smith then read the prayers for the Commonwealth. O Lord God Almighty, high above all height, whose lifetime is eternity, we, thine unworthy servants, give thee most humble and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness. We glorify thee in that thou hast been pleased in thy providence to unite Australia in the bonds of brotherly love and accord and in one Commonwealth, under our most gracious Sovereign Lady, Queen Victoria. We beseech thee, grant unto this union thy grace and heavenly benediction, that a strong people may arise to hallow thy name, to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly before thee in reverence and righteousness of life. Furthermore, we pray thee to make our empire always a faithful and fearless leader among the nations in all that is good, and to bless our Queen and those who are put in authority under her, more especially in this land. Let thy wisdom be their guide. Strengthen them in uprightness. Direct and rule their hearts, that they may govern according to thy holy will, and vouchsafe that all things may be so ordered and settled upon the best and surest foundations, that peace and happiness, truth and justice, religion and piety may be deepened and increased among us, and that we, thy people, may perpetually praise and magnify thee from generation to generation. Blessed be thy name for ever and ever, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Then followed the prayer for the Governor-General and the Lord's Prayer. The supreme moment had arrived. Guns boomed forth a salute, proclaiming to the world, as Lord Hopetoun signed his name, that he had assumed his official duties and was invested with all the powers conferred by the new constitution. A new nation had been born. Te Deum Laudamus, a hymn of Christian praise and affirmation of God and Christ, was then sung. After swearing in of the Prime Minister and Australia's first federal cabinet, the ceremonies then came to an end. Celebrations went on in Sydney for 2 weeks, and there were celebrations in all states. On 9th of May that year, 1901, the first federal parliament was opened in Melbourne. So we celebrate on Songs of Hope Australia's Day of Federation, 1st of January. On this day, in 1901, our nation was born, and God's blessing was sought.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church. We need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down church, we pray, revive this earth. Build your kingdom here, let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand, heal our streets.
Rend Collective Experiment with Build Your Kingdom Here. And that's what we want God to do, build his kingdom here, right here in Australia. And that brings us to the end of Songs of Hope for another week. Now, a lot of our regular programs on Southern FM are disrupted over January, and there's various fill-ins, etc., occurring. But you can be sure you'll always get great music and great talks here on Southern FM. So from Songs of Hope, we'll go out now with Listen to Our Hearts, Please God, by Jeff Moore.
Describe
flows from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide. You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears, and words cannot express the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. So listen to our hearts, Lord, Jesus. Hear our spirits,
hear our spirits sing
a song of praise,
a
that
simple song that flows
from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, if I had a thousand years, I would still run out of time. So if you listen to our hearts,
you are,
Lord, every beat will say, thank you for the life, and thank you for the truth, and thank you for the way.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.